You're listening to SBS News.
Consumers have a variety of food choices available each day to satisfy cravings. Yet a study into some of Asia's neglected crops shows many foods are being underutilised when they could be harnessed to help nations going hungry. The joint research is from the University of Western Australia's Institute of Agriculture and the Food and Agriculture Organisation of the United Nations. The authors say the leading cause of malnutrition is an over-reliance on commercially popular staple crops and limited dietary diversity in Asia. Those staple crops are rice, maize and wheat, which account for about 60% of the world's food energy intake. Dietitian Nicole Senior agrees Australia is dependent on these options.
So one of the things that we can do to shore up local food security is to focus on locally produced foods. And especially in the Asia Pacific region, I think that's a really important path to ensuring that nobody goes without and that everyone's enjoying culturally appropriate, locally grown food.
The study shows in the Asia Pacific region, almost 500 million people are undernourished. The United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, or UNICEF, says nutrition is complex and there can be many barriers to improving health. Director of International Programs, Felicity Butler-Weaver, says these include a lack of access to markets, environmental reasons, and natural disasters.
We also need to really look at conflict and ensuring humanitarian access for people to be able to get food and supplies and particularly treatment for children in terms of malnutrition into these conflict zones and into refugee camps.
This month, four United Nations agencies warned nearly 2.3 million children aged under five in Yemen are expected to suffer from acute malnutrition this year.
I think the data really shows a shocking picture of what is happening, sometimes really under the radar. In Yemen, the fighting has severely limited amount of food that can be imported into the country, causing major shortages and skyrocketing food prices.
Malnutrition damages children's physical and mental development, with millions of children having a low height for their age, known as stunting, or suffering body mass loss, known as wasting. Ms. Butler-Weaver says Papua New Guinea and Timor-Leste have some of the worst rates of stunting in the world. Study co-author Hackett Professor Kadambot Sadiq from UWA Institute of Agriculture is concerned the nutritional gap is not being addressed with a limited number of crops being produced and consumed globally.
Thousands and thousands of years, people have adapted various kinds of crops. Many of them are locally grown, locally adapted, and they use in their meal program. But that's now dominated by these commercial crops.
Professor Sadiq says governments have a role to play.
Building a nation and building the future generation is so important. And then the farmers in turn will grow those crops because there is a market. The other avenue is if you look at the army and the military in any country, huge, whether it is in Australia or in India or China, and they need food. The government procure that food from various markets and so on.
The study names several previously neglected species as future smart foods, including elephant foot yam, taro and the lentil. Ms. Senior says having a diverse diet is beneficial for both a person's nutrition and the environment.
Not only sticking with bread and pasta, but diversifying into other grains such as rice and corn and legumes. They're incredibly nutritious and not very many of us eat a lot of those. So exotic grains too.
The study has been published in the journal Nature Plants. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.